Project that we are approaching for the next few weeks is seed to sheaves, and the first thing that we need to do is lay a foundation with the text, which is from Psalms 126, verse 5 to 6. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping. Bringing his sheaves. Firstly, as a foundation, this psalm, Psalms 126, is one of 15 psalms that are called the Songs of Ascent. Some versions call it the Songs of Degrees. And it is from Psalms 120 to 134. And it speaks of this particular psalm that we are reading, speaks of Israel that is rejoicing after returning from captivity, or Babylonian captivity in particular. So the system of Babylon is the system of this world that keeps us captive. Excuse me, and in order for us to elevate or to ascend or to see a degree of change in our lives, we must learn the principle of seed in the kingdom of God. So the word ascent simply has to do with elevation of life, has to do with ascension, has to do with things getting better, things moving up, things getting higher. So when you read all of the Psalms, and you can do that in your own time, they are very short. Each one of them is about 9 verses, and some a little more. But all of them have to do with hope. They have to do with a level of peace. They have to do with rejoicing in the house of God, etc. So while the nation of Israel was captive, they were sowing in tears and they were praying, they were believing that God would deliver them from their captivity. And now that they were free, they believed that their seed will now become a harvest of joy. And that was the seed that they sowed in tears. Now, seed is an agricultural term, and the nation of Israel was very familiar with the principle of seed because they were an agricultural company, and whether it was vineyards or whether it was wheat or barley or fruit or even livestock, they were familiar with the principle of agriculture and what it took for you to receive a harvest. And as a nation, they sowed into the land because they knew the principle of seed time and harvest time. Now, while we view seed from an agricultural perspective, we must also view it from the eternal or the heavenly perspective. So today I want to just talk to you about one thing, which is called seed actions. Seed actions. Now, when Noah was So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every animal, every creeping thing, every bird, and whatever creeps on the earth according to their families, they went out of the ark. Verse 20. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took up every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Verse 22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Now, you will notice that God did not ask Noah to make this offering. It was offered voluntarily and willingly. There was no request from God for Noah to make any kind of offering. Now, Noah was regarded as a righteous man, and he understood listen carefully, the need to be grateful to God for the protection that he and his family received during the flood. So you can, even if you want, giving offering to the Lord, but he was a seed, and he was never asked for it, required from him, but he voluntarily offered these offerings to the Lord, and it was a soothing aroma unto God. So the result of Noah's seed action was an aversion of earth to be cursed again. That is what Noah did as a righteous man, automatically created an environment where the curse on the earth was reversed. So you need to know that voluntary seed actions can avert certain curse conditions. Voluntary seed actions can avoid calamities and disasters, and you can cause your land to become fruitful because of your seed action. So this seed action also led to Noah and his family being blessed. Genesis 9 verse 1. So God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. So you can see that his seed action had a twofold response. One, the earth will not be cursed again. Two, that his family, Noah and his sons, that means his descendants or his posterity or those that were in his loins or those that came out from his loins, his sons and their families would be blessed simply because of a seed action. So the principle of seed has an action associated to it, and it has to be voluntary and it has to be willingly offered, just as Noah did. Now remember that Noah was a righteous man, and sowing must not be confined just to monetary value, but also moral and ethical value. That's why Noah found it necessary to make this kind of offering, because he knew that he needed to be grateful morally and ethically as he stood before God. He wanted to be someone that was grateful for what God had done for him, in that God gave him a specific design, protected him and his family, and also so that the earth could be replenished again. Now, we all know that we reap according to what we sow. And that is why we cannot confine sowing and reaping just to monetary value, but also, as I mentioned, to moral and ethical values. Galatians 6 verse 7, do not be deceived. All of us are familiar with the verse. God is not mocked, whatever a man sows. So it is not just money. It is whatever a man sows. That means there are certain actions that we sow that he will also reap. Verse 8, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary. Now listen to the context. Listen to the context of Paul's exhortation to the Galatian church. Let us not grow weary while doing good. So doing good is a seed action. And for in due season, we will reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have an opportunity, let us do good, listen to this, to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. So the biblical principle is establishing for us how we can receive certain harvest in daily life by our seed actions. Here the context is that we must not grow weary in doing good. It's a seed action. It's got nothing to do with monetary value. It's got to do with your moral and your ethics, a seed action. The principle here, contextually, if we do good, we will in due time reap good. Therefore, we should not miss the opportunity to do good. And it says here, to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. So basically, you cannot do good selectively, but you see seed You see goodness as seed to the one that we do good to. Luke 6 verse 30 puts it like this. Give to everyone who asks you. And from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. Listen carefully now. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For even sinners lend to sinners and receive much back. But this is the instruction. Love your enemies, do good, lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward will be great. What God is saying is, see your action as a seed, and he will be your reward. Because he says here, when you love your enemies, you do good, you lend, hoping for nothing in return, your reward will be great. And this is the key thing, you will be the sons of the Most High God. Now, your character as the Son of God, or the revealing of our representation of being sons of God on the earth, is deeply connected to seed actions. So when we do good, hoping for nothing in return, our reward will be great because we have a Father in heaven who sees what we are doing, because we are sons of the Most High God. As sons of the Most High God, we see our actions as seed, because the Father will reward us, not those to whom we are doing good, because we expect nothing in return. Now, you see, whatever you do will result in a compound return. What do I mean by that? It's like if you invest money into an account and it's an interest-bearing account, you get what we call compound interest. It keeps multiplying and you get interest upon interest. In Luke 6, 37, verse 38, judge not and you will, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not and you shall not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. And then it says, give and it will be given to you. But listen to the compound return. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So, with this principle in mind, seed action, remember that you don't just get a return, you get a compound return. Something that will be measured out to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over into your bosom. So, today, as you think about this principle, that if we sow in tears, we reap in joy, and we will come back with sheaves when we sow continually. But today the principle is, seed must be seen as an action. Just as Noah voluntarily made an offering to the Lord, it was an action that was because of his conscious state, that he wanted to be grateful for what God had done for him. And in that action, the earth was not cursed again, and his family was blessed. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the word that we have received this morning. We thank you for the principle of seed that we should see as an action. We thank you for the compound return that we would receive based on our actions. May we not do our good deeds selectively, but may we do it to all, because it is God who looks at what we do, because we are the sons of God. May all our actions have a tremendous return for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen.